It was only a ring, yet it signified so much to her. Much to lose, much to fight for. Shahrazad lifted her hand into a stream of light. The ring of muted gold flashed twice, as if to remind her of its mate, far across the sea of sand, Khalid. Her thoughts drifted to the marble palace in Ray, to Khalid. She hoped he was with Jalal or with his uncle, the Sharban. She hoped he was not alone, adrift, wondering. Why am I not with him? Her lips pressed tight. Because the last time I was in Ray, thousands of innocent people perished. And Shahrazad could not return until she'd found a way to protect her people, her love, a way to end Khalid's terrible curse. Outside her tent, a goat began to bleat with merry abandon. Her temper mounting, Shahrazad flung off her makeshift blanket and reached for the dagger beside her bedroll. An empty threat, but she knew she should at least fight for a semblance of control. As if to mock her, the shrill sounds beyond her tent grew more incessant. Is that a bell? The little beast outside had a bell around its neck, and now the clanging and the bleeding all but ensured the impossibility of sleep. Shahrazad sat up, gripping the jeweled hilt of her dagger. Then, with an exasperated cry, she fell back against the itchy wool of her bedroll. It's not as though I'm managing to sleep as it is. Not when she was so far from home, so far from where her heart longed to be. She swallowed the sudden lump that formed in her throat. Her thumb brushed against the ring with two crossed swords, the ring Khalid had placed on her right hand a mere fortnight ago. Enough. Nothing will be accomplished from such nonsense. Again, she sat up, her eyes scanning her new surroundings. Irsa's bedroll was neatly stashed to one side of the small tent. Her younger sister had likely been awake for hours, baking bread, making tea, and braiding the contemptible goat's chin hair. Shahrazad almost smiled despite everything. Her wariness taking shape in the gloom, she tucked the dagger into her waistband, then stretched to her feet. Every muscle in her body ached from days of hard travel and nights of poor sleep. 3 nights of worry. 3 nights spent fleeing a city set to flame. An endless fount of questions without answers. Those 3 long nights of worry for her father, whose battered body had yet to recover from whatever damage it had incurred on the hilltops outside Ray. Shahrazad took a deep breath. The air here was strange, drier, crisp. Soft bars of light slanted through the tent seams. A thin layer of fine silt clung to everything. It made her tiny world appear as though it were fashioned of diamond-dusted darkness. On one side of the tent was a small table with a porcelain pitcher and a copper basin. Shahrazad's meager belongings were perched beside it, wrapped in the threadbare carpet given to her by Musa Zaragoza several months ago. She knelt before the table and filled the basin with water for washing. The water was tepid but clean. Her reflection looked strangely calm as it stared back at her, calm yet distorted. The face of a girl who had lost everything and nothing in the stretch of a single night. She slipped both hands into the water. Her skin looked pale and creamy below its surface, not its usual warm bronze color. She fixed her gaze on the place where the water met the air, on the strange bend that made it seem as though her hands were in a different world beneath the water, a world that moved more slowly and told stories. The water lies. She splashed some water onto her face and dragged her damp fingers through her hair. Then she lifted the lid from the small wooden container nearby and used a pinch of the ground mint, white pepper, and crushed rock salt stored within to cleanse her mouth of sleep. "You're awake. After you arrived so late last night, I didn't think you would rise so early." Sherzad turned to see Irsa standing beneath the open tent flap. A triangle of desert light silhouetted her sister's slender frame. Irsa smiled, her gamine features coming into focus. "You never used to wake for breakfast before." She ducked into the tent, securing the tent flap closed behind her. "Who can sleep with that damnable goat shrieking outside?" Sherzad flicked water at Irsa to divert her inevitable onslaught of questions. "You mean Farbad?" "You've named the little beast?" Sherzad grinned as she began plaiting the tangled waves of her hair into a braid. "He's quite sweet," Irsa frowned. "You should give him a chance." "Please tell Farbad that, should he persist in his early morning recitals, my favorite meal is stewed goat, served in a sauce of pomegranates and crushed walnuts." "Ha!" Irsa took a long stretch of twine from the pocket of her wrinkled sirwal trousers. "I suppose we shouldn't forget we are now in the presence of royalty." She bound the length of twine around the end of Sharzad's braid. "I'll warn Farbad not to further offend Khorasan's illustrious Khalifa."